Kuncha Vihari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Giridharan Hari. Yashoda Nandana Vraja Jana Ranjana. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Giridharan Hari. Yashoda Nandana Vraja Jana Ranjana. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kuncha Vihari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Giridharan Hari. Yashoda Nandana Vraja Jana Ranjana. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Jai Radha Madhava Kuncha Vihari. Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahamsa Parvajakacharya Asakarasata Sri Sri Van His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki Jai Ananta Koti Vaishnavindu Ki Jai Iskand Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai Gaura Premananda. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Sri Guru and Gauranga. Glories to Srila Prabhupada. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 15, Description of the Kingdom of God, Text 19. Mandara, Kunda, Kuruba, Utpala, Champaka, Arna flower, Punaga, Naga, Naga Keshara, Bakula, Bakula, Ambuja, Lily, Parijata, Parijata, Gande, Fragrance, Archite, Being Worshipped, Tulasika, Tulasi, Abharanena, with a garland, Tasyaha, of her, Yasmin, in which Vaikuntha, Tapaha, austerity, Sumanasaha, good-minded, Vaikuntha, excuse me, Vaikuntha minded, Bahu, very much, Manayanti, glorify. Vandara Kunda Kura Potpala. That's not right. Vandara Kunda Kura Potpala Champakarna. Punaga Naga Bakulambuja Parijataha. Gandher Trite Tulasika Bharanena Tasya. Yasmim Stapa Sumanasa Bahumana Yanti. Mandara Kunda Kurapot Pala Champakarna. Punaga Naga Bakulambuja Parijataha. Gandher Chete Tulasika Bharanena Tasya. Yasmim Stapa Sumanaso Bahubana Yanti. Mandara Kunda Kurabot Pala Champakarna. Punaga Naga Bakulambuja Parijataha. Gandher Chite Tulasika Bharanena Tasya. Yasmim Stapa Sumanaso Bahumana Yanti. Vaishnavis. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Translation. Although flowering plants like the mandara, kunda, kurubaka, utpala, champaka, arna, punaga, naga keshara, bakula, lily, and parijata are full of transcendental fragrance, they are still conscious of the austerities performed by Tulasi, for Tulasi is given special preference by the Lord, who garlands himself with Tulsi leaves. Purport. The importance of Tulsi leaves is very clearly mentioned here. Tulasi plants and their leaves are very important in devotional service. Devotees are recommended to water the Tulsi tree every day and collect the leaves to worship the Lord. One time, an atheistic Swami remarked, quote, "What is the use of watering the Tulsi plant? It would be better to water eggplant. By watering the eggplant, one can get some fruits. But what is the use of watering Tulasi?" End quote. These foolish creatures, unacquainted with devotional service, sometimes play havoc with the education of people in general. The most important thing about the spiritual world is that there is no envy among the devotees there. This is true even among the flowers, which are all conscious of the greatness of Tulasi. In the Vaikuntha world, entered by the four Kumaras, even the birds and flowers are conscious of service to the Lord. Om Gyana Timurandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasudhi Gaur Bhaktivinoda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So Srila Prabhupada introduced into the International Society for Krishna Consciousness the most important practices of bhakti yoga devotional service. There are so many things he could have introduced. Sometimes, he would say about the principles of deity worship, for example, that he introduced, that he would tell the pujaris, if I told you everything, you would faint. Because there are thousands of things one could introduce. But one of the important things he introduced was the daily worship of Srimati Tulsi Devi. So the devotees pray every day, Ye Tamara Sharna Loi Taravancha Purna Hoi. If one surrenders to you, all one's desires will become fulfilled, and one will become qualified to become a resident of the spiritual world. So the Tulsi leaves are placed on all the offerings to the deities. And sometimes, not every day, but the deities will wear garlands made of tulasi. So that's important. And it's also being described here that the other plants, because plants are also living entities, they have, in the material world, they have souls just like human beings do and animals do. Any type of material body, whether it's a plant body or an animal body, a human body, a demigod body, or a body of an asura or a demon, is a vehicle for a soul. And the plants, they also have their consciousness. In the material world, they have very limited consciousness. But even material scientists, they've begun to recognize that plants have sensation. They're able to, for example, if a fire is coming, the plants sense it, and they send out signals to their plant brothers and sisters. And they have some limited degree of consciousness. But in the spiritual world, everything is fully conscious, Krishna conscious, and there's no distinction between soul and body like there is in the material world. So all of the different kinds of plants, with their different kinds of offerings of flowers, fragrant flowers, and delicious fruits, they're all conscious, but they're especially conscious of Tulasi Devi. And Srila Prabhupada explains here that this means that they're not envious of Tulasi Devi. So Srila Prabhupada says here, the most important thing about the spiritual world is that there is no envy among the devotees there. This is true even among the flowers, which are all conscious of the greatness of Tulsi. So I was reflecting on that statement. The most important thing about the spiritual world is that there is no envy among the devotees there. Because, the whole reason that we are in the material world is because of envy. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Ichcha dvesha samutena dvandva mohena bharata sarvabhutani samoham sarge yanti parantapaha. That means because of desire and envy. In different places, Srila Prabhupada translates Dvesha sometimes as hatred, sometimes as envy. In the translation in the seventh chapter of Bhagavad Gita as it is, he translates Dvesha as hatred. But hatred is an aspect of envy. And elsewhere in his teachings, like in a purport in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Srila Prabhupada cites this verse, Ichcha Dvesha Samutena, and translates Dvesha as envy because of Ichcha, that means desire basically to be, to have the opulences of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And why Dvesha? Because of envy. And Srila Prabhupada was once asked by one of his disciples, is it because of envy of Krishna that we are not in the spiritual world? And he said, yes. And of course, Krishna himself says it. Because of desire, and you know, selfish desire and envy, you know, desiring to take the position of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, all living entities are under this illusion. And because of that, Sarge Yante Parantapa, they have to enter into the material world. And in the material world, we can be envious of the position of God. We may not consciously be saying to ourselves, I'm envious of Krishna. And we may not be thinking explicitly, I am the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but we act like that. We put ourselves in the center. Krishna Bahir Mukahana Boga Vanchikare Nikatashtamayatare Japatiyatare. So we've turned away from Krishna. And why? Because we want to be independent enjoyers. And there's only one personality who is an absolutely independent enjoyer, who reports to no one, does as he pleases by his transcendental will. That position is taken by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Ekala Ishvara Krishna Arasabha Britya. There's only one supreme controller, that's Krishna. Everyone else, even his expansions, like Balaram, his different avatars, his energies and potencies, they're all in a mood of service to Krishna. So, when we take the position as independent enjoyers, and as long as we maintain that position, we're in a position where we're envious to some extent or another of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And we're also envious of other living entities, whether it's other human beings or the animals. When we cause violence and suffering to another living entity, that is a symptom of envy. And then ultimately, we are envious of ourselves. Krishna explains this in the Srimad Bhagavatam and the Bhagavad Gita. Like in the sixth canto of the Bhagavatam, Chitraketu is offering some prayers to Krishna. And he explains in the sixth canto that systems of religion other than pure devotional service are simply based upon envy of oneself and envy of others, and ultimately envy of Krishna. So these three kinds of envy are there. Envy of the self. I found that puzzling when I first read it. How can one be envious of oneself? Well, first of all, one has to understand what the self is. Jivaras Rupahoy Krishnara Nityadas. That means by our constitutional position is servant of Krishna. That is what our identity is. And Krishna himself says in the Bhagavad Gita, Mamaivam so jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatana. So we're eternal parts and parcels of Krishna. We're his eternal servants, but we become envious of that position. Envy in the sense that we hate it. You know, like if somebody is envious of someone, then there's an element of malice to it. There is an element of malice that, you know, I compare myself with this other person and I don't like what they have compared to what I have, what position I'm in. Their position, I don't like it compared to my position. This element of malice is there in envy. So when we consider our position as eternal servant of Krishna on some deep level in the heart, we don't like that. We're envious of our own self. We don't want to see it. We want to push it out of the way. We want to do something else out of a sense of false ego. That is a symptom that we're envious of our real spiritual self, which is what we really are. Like I said, it's very, you know, it's a very puzzling concept, but you know, the statements are there in the Srimad Bhagavatam and the Bhagavad Gita also. So we can become envious of our real spiritual identity in the sense that we don't want to know about it. We don't want to be at that. We want to be something else. And it's a false hope, you know, that we can be independent enjoyers. And then we become envious of other living entities, whether it's other human beings or animals. And one symptom of human society today's envy of animals is they kill them and eat them. It's called jiva himsa, envy or hatred of other living entities. And then, as I said, ultimately there's envy of Krishna, which was manifested by personalities like Shishupal, for example. But in another sense, we're all like little Shishupals in the sense that we don't In other words, we want to do something other than what we're supposed to be doing, which is rendering service to Lord Krishna. But another interesting feature of this concept of envy is that, I mean, Srila Prabhupada says here there's no envy in the spiritual world, no material envy, because Srila Prabhupada has described in his teachings, for example, in letters he wrote to some of his disciples, one to Jayatirtha and another to his disciple Atreya Rishi. He said, even in the spiritual world, there is envy of a kind. He said, for example, one gopi will do something that's very pleasing to Krishna. And then the other gopis will say, oh, she's pleased Krishna. Let me also please Krishna, even better than her. He said there's competition, there's envy, but it's transcendental because there's no malice. It's not that they want to punish or destroy that other gopi. No, they respect, just like they respect Tulasi Devi for her austerities, for pleasing Krishna somehow or other. So there can be transcendental envy, spiritual envy, you know, that, oh, another devotee is able to perform such nice service to Krishna, cook a nice offering, or make a nice outfit. I can do that too. I can do it, you know, without malice. You know, just desiring to compete for Krishna's favor. So there can be transcendental envy in Vaikuntha, Srila Prabhupada said, and even among the disciples. He liked it when his disciples would compete, you know, the temples would compete to see who could distribute the most books for his pleasure. So I'll stop there. Any questions or comments? Okay. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.